This is Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. Scripture tells us that perfect love casts out fear. So why do so many of us who follow Christ struggle with the lingering effects of fear? Today, Deborah speaks with Robin Bertram. Robin's story is the perfect example of how fear can grip us at an early age and hinder us from receiving God's perfect love. Now with more, here's Deborah Ross.
I am so excited to have with me today Robin Bertram. Robin is actually a good friend of mine. She's an author, she's a seasoned conference speaker, and the host of a nationally syndicated television program called Freedom Today. Robin brings a wealth of knowledge and experience to women's platforms across the country. Her passion for the Word and her love for people and her heart to serve, they were all developed really early in life. She calls herself a PK, which is basically a preacher's kid, and this has continued throughout her life's journey. She's a keynote speaker at women's conferences across the country, and she has a very straightforward approach with in-depth biblical insight. You know, I do conferences with Robin sometimes, and I'll tell you, Robin is on point. She is definitely in depth, and her messages are powerful. I'm really connected with Robin. Her insight is healing hearts and transforming lives as she delivers vibrant messages of encouragement and freedom and victory in Jesus. Robin, are you there?
I sure am, Deborah. Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be with you today.
I'm so excited too, Robin. Yes. Now, what I wanted to do is I wanted to actually, you know, kind of start, we're going to start on top because you were the preacher's kid, the PK, and then we're going to kind of, you know, take a little nosedive and talk about some things that you've gone through, and then we're going to come back up again, and we're going to talk about what God has you doing today. So sure. Let's start out with your story. I know you were a preacher's kid, and, you know, I was not a preacher's kid, so tell me about that. Tell me the ins and outs, the goods and the bads, and the different things that you learned from that.
Well, Deborah, you know, when I was growing up, being in my father's home, I didn't really appreciate or value the legacy that was being laid as a foundation in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, a small child, we were always on our way to church or coming from church.
That's right.
You know, and it's a different kind of life. It really is. But mm-hmm. I grew up. My father had planted 5 churches. He sang across the country in a gospel group called the Freedom Heirs.
Wow.
We traveled quite a bit as a child. I grew up hearing those old songs like He Touched Me and Victory in Jesus and going to revivals, tent meetings, the things you don't hear of much anymore.
Uh-huh.
But I grew up going to those sort of things. And Deborah, as I look back, I am so thankful for the legacy and the heritage that my father had given me.
Mm.
It wasn't always easy as a PK.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes finances were tight.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we didn't know how we were going to get from one place to the other, but God always provided.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, I learned through my father, he was just a very honest, kind, gentle, loving man.
Mm-hmm.
And so through all the hustle and bustle, he really did leave a spiritual legacy that I'm walking in today.
Mm.
That being said, life wasn't always easy. When I was a young child, I was about 6 years old, my sister and I, we were playing in our backyard, and my father was building a new home. He had laid the water lines for the house, and we were playing around that ditch where the water lines had not yet been covered up. I slipped and I fell in the ditch, a 6-year-old child, and my head hit the pipe so hard it knocked me out.
Mm.
When I opened my eyes, Deborah, there was a snake crawling over my forehead,
mm.
across my face, slithered down my left arm, mm. and down the side of my body. When I opened my eyes, I saw the snake. I saw my sister. She was standing on the ditch, and she screamed as though I was being murdered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Deborah, at that very instant, fear became a part of who I was.
Mm.
My mother ran out of the house. She pulled me out of the ditch. She grabbed a hoe that was laying close by, and she went to strike the snake.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two snakes in the ditch at the same time, and one was a copperhead, and it was about 2 feet away from my head.
Oh, my goodness.
And when she struck at that snake, she missed the first time, and it jumped straight up on its tail and tried to strike at her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching this. And then it dropped back into the ditch, and she finally did chop its head off. Hallelujah.
Wow.
But from that instant, Deborah, I thought fear was part of who I was.
Wow.
And it was not until in my late 20s when I really started to delve into the Scripture and understand, not just from what I'd been taught, but for myself,
mm-hmm.
what the Scriptures actually meant.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one day, Deborah, I was sitting in my front yard, and I had my Bible in my hand, and I had struggled with panic attacks to the point of where
mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And my doctor had given me medication, my physical doctor, and
mm-hmm.
I had taken it for about 3 or 4 days, and I said, this is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed that Bible, and I said, God, I know that your answer is in this word.
Mm-hmm.
And Deborah, it was like a highlighter popped out of the sky and just highlighted the Scripture, because I read this in Scripture. I read, there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear,
mm-hmm.
because fear involves punishment. And the one who fears is not perfected in love. That's 1 John 4:18.
Mm-hmm.
And Deborah, that was a turning point in my life.
Here you are. God has this life planned out for you as a preacher's kid. You know, it's like I always talk about how, you know, I want my children to be able to grab the torch further down the road than where I grabbed it, because I felt like I had to start over kind of at 40 because I had all these issues to overcome, you know, from not growing up in a quote-unquote Christian home. And so I wanted my children to grow up in a Christian home and to take off further down the road and be able to run the race, you know, further than I went. And so here you are a preacher's kid, and you're taking off, you know, good and strong from the get-go. You know, you've got the Word, you got the right foundation, and bam, here you are in this ditch, and the enemy is trying to thwart, you know, in our human minds, we think trying to thwart what God has put in you. But, you know, but the Word says that what the devil means for evil, God's going to make it for good. And so while all this fear came up and, you know, tried to destroy you, and you went through the season of time of these panic attacks and all these different things, God's Word is still active and alive in your life, and God's still talking to you, and God's using this.
Yeah.
So not only were you healed from this fear and torment, you were delivered from it, which I want to hear all about that. But then God takes you to another place. So let's start with your deliverance and then where God takes you to from there.
Well, Deborah, you know, first of all, that seed had to be implanted in my heart. And when I understood that perfect love casts out fear.
Mm-hmm.
And when I really understood that fear had to do with punishment,
mm-hmm.
and that I was not yet perfected in the love of Christ because I was holding on to that fear that I thought was part of me.
Mm-hmm.
So when this Scripture took root, I remember praying to the Lord, Deborah. I remember it almost like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
God, take this fear from me.
Mm-hmm.
Take this fear from me. And because had I stayed in fear, I could not have done what I'm doing now.
Right.
There's no way.
Right.
I was terrified to even speak to people.
Uh-huh.
So I was driving one day. I lived in Southeast Georgia. I was driving to the mall one day at about an hour's drive from my home, and I had my praise and worship music on, and I was just in a beautiful time of worship, and the Lord said, cast it out.
Mm.
And I said, cast it out. I was in a Methodist church. I had no idea what the Lord was even saying.
Uh-huh.
Cast out the spirit of fear.
Uh-huh.
Deborah, really, I did not. And I said, okay, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I cast out the spirit of fear.
Uh-huh.
And Deborah, when I said it, the Lord gave me other things rejection, sadness, grief, a whole list of other things. And I remember just, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out, in the name of Jesus, mm-hmm. in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Deborah, in that car, by the time I got to the mall,
mm-hmm.
I could hardly walk. I felt like I was floating in air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Word of God says, take my yoke, for my yoke is easy.
Mm-hmm.
My yoke is light.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a time when I gave him, Deborah, through prayer and worship, all of my burdens, which were heavy.
Yes.
Fierce, heavy. It's binding.
Yes.
And when I gave that to the Lord, and when I spoke those words instructed by the Holy Spirit in me that day,
mm-hmm.
I came home that night, Deborah, and I felt like I was floating.
Mm-hmm.
I felt so light. I felt like I was 50 pounds lighter.
Mm-hmm.
I told my husband, something in me has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what do you mean? I said, I feel like a helium balloon that just won't come down. And then about 2 weeks later, I was vacuuming in my house, and I remember thinking, you know, I haven't felt fear.
Mm.
I haven't felt fear since the day the Lord told me to cast it out.
Now, I have a question. So
sure.
when the Holy Spirit told you to cast it out, this was verbal. Is this correct?
In my heart, yes.
Okay, so was
I
it with your mouth?
Lord,
or, no, I mean, did you speak it with your mouth, or did you just think it in your mind?
I spoke. I cast it out. I cast you out, spirit of fear, in the name of Jesus.
With your mouth.
And I spoke it out loudly.
Yes.
And firmly in his authority,
mm-hmm.
in his name,
mm-hmm.
in his power.
Amen.
And Deborah, I'm telling you, my life radically changed.
It radically changed. Now, that's where I want to go to, because we're running close on time on this.
Yes.
So your life radically changed. Here you were, a PK kid, a preacher's kid. You go through this trial. You come out of it in the name of Jesus, and your life radically changed. So how did it change?
Well, the Lord, in the Word, says, you know, that we are to take the things that we were afflicted with and comfort others.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord called me into ministry. But I, at the time, people would call me up and say, please come to my house and pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, the Lord opened the door for a prayer ministry that was throughout that county, and we watched God do miracle after miracle after miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And so the prayer ministry, in my mind, I was just serving in the church, in the Methodist church in Southeast Georgia. But Deborah, people were driving from all over the county, and we watched God do the miraculous.
Robin, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today and how God has taken you from, you know, the beginnings of being a preacher's kid through the valley of fear and then back on the mountaintop of deliverance. And now he's using you mightily in ministry. I know you have a book called Shadows Among Us, and it's a comprehensive guide to prayer. And I've read that book. It's fantastic. You have another book called No Regrets. How do people get in touch with you?
Deborah, they can visit my website, which is robinbertram.tv. They can also connect with me on Facebook at robinbertram.tv also. They can catch me on television and radio stations as I move forth to share about these new books that I have.
Amen. Thank you so much, Robin, for being with us today.
Thank you, Deborah.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.